My name is BJ Gador. I'm the former fitness director of the Men's Health brand and the author of Your Body's Your Barbell. One of the very few benefits of the global pandemic was it forced people to get more comfortable with online training and virtual coaching. Since then, I've been doing FaceTime training and consulting with busy parents or professionals or fitness business owners. If you're a fitness enthusiast, I can take you through a live workout or a fitness assessment to kind of gauge where you are right now. And if desired, sessions can also be more discussion-based for support and accountability or nutritional guidance. I also do brand and business consultations for fitness pros. Each session lasts 30 to 60 minutes based on your goals and your schedule. Each session costs $300, or you can buy a 3-pack for $600 and essentially get one session for free. Buying a pack of sessions not only saves you money, but it helps us get to know each other better, and I can provide a more customized, complete fitness experience for you, even though it's from a distance. I was initially really skeptical about how this whole FaceTime training would work, how many times we'd be messing with the camera, getting in place, telling people what to do, but I'll tell you what we do is we focus on fewer things, and I've been blown away with how much we actually get done in every session. Here are some testimonials of those that have worked with me on this particular service.
If you're looking to take your fitness game up a notch in 2023, there's nothing I can recommend more highly than doing FaceTime sessions with BJ Gador. It's great because you have that coach with you there walking you through step by step any workout you want to do. I've done strength training sessions with him, and in particular, I've really benefited from boxing. I've picked up boxing from BJ Gador, have never done a boxing session or class anywhere besides with BJ, and I've progressed tremendously over this year in 2022 because I've had the ability to work with him one-on-one, and he's walked me through each aspect of the movement. It's great because I have him there for support, but also to make sure that I'm performing the moves correctly and also avoiding things like injury. As we get older, that's one thing you need to avoid. So again, I can't highly recommend more BJ's FaceTime sessions for 2023 if you're looking to get them gains.
FaceTime with BJ Gador is a fantastic way of getting advice right then and there to see what you need to work on, what needs to be fixed. I'm personally a very hands-on visual person, so I like to do the technique along with BJ, and he asks me questions, how it feels, I'm honest with him, and he suggests tweaks to make it better, be it an exercise, a stretch, or whatever we're working on, and it makes such a difference. I cannot emphasize how much I get out of it. For example, we were doing stretches for dips. I'm not the greatest on stretches. I did them, he showed me how. I can get so much deeper and my shoulders aren't screaming at me. Who can ask for anything more?
Let me tell you about FaceTime coaching with BJ Gador. So I'm a trainer, I'm a gym owner. I've been doing this for about 16 years. I also play sport, kind of beat my body up and hit the wall about 6 months ago. Shoulder pain, knee pain, couldn't squat, couldn't run. This guy put me on the right track. I'm now doing pull-ups and presses better than I have in a decade. This past weekend, I did a 30-minute continuous lunge, felt amazing. I'm running. I feel like I'm 10 years younger. He's also been able to help me out with my business. Just all aspects, mindset of fitness. If you want elite coaching, this is your guy.
If you're looking to go one-on-one with yours truly, this is the only way to do it, and you will get my full focus and attention in helping you make a serious change. Yo, BJ Gador with the Get Some Gains podcast, and it's time for Hot Tub Confessions. That's right, I'm in the hot tub. You know, sometimes I gotta jump in here and multitask, recover this old-ass body, but share some wisdom with you guys today. And today I'm gonna talk about the single best chest workout I've ever done. Now, I made this workout, I guess you could say, as I was filming the top 66 push-ups video that'll be coming to YouTube soon, which I believe will be the single best push-up video on the internet. Now, people have asked me, Uncle Baby, why 66? Well, Athlean X only did 33. And, you know, it's one of those things, man, I can't fight who I am. I'm a competitive guy. You know, if he's the king of YouTube in terms of fitness on YouTube, well, sometimes you gotta go for the king. And I think you'll find my video to be better than his. And if it's not, I'll make it better. If you can find a better push-up video when we launch this and you see it, if you can find a better push-up video on the internet, send it to me, I'll make it better. But I watched it, and again, part of what you have to do when you make YouTube videos, if you want to do it well, you got to look at competitor videos.
You got to study titles, thumbnails, keywords, various presentation styles and approaches. So I did that with this. And if I'm being honest, I found better videos than his. He still showed some pretty impressive variations, I won't lie, and I'll give props where props is due, but didn't see any single arm push-ups. Didn't really see any crazy plyo push-ups, but anyway, it is what it is. Stay tuned for that. Also, before I get into that, couple housekeeping issues. Number one, big milestone today. While I was manscaping, you know, Uncle Baby Biscuits likes to keep it tight. I saw on my ball sack the first white hair. So I am well on my way to having a distinguished dick. This happens with age, but a definite milestone in the process of getting older. I had to laugh, you know, give me a good chuckle, shared it with some friends and my wife. But yeah, you know, I'm getting older. Never thought I'd have a white hair on my ball. It was my right ball, if you're interested. Many of you are saying, by the way, TMI! You dumb bitch, TMI, or many of you will also say, not enough information. So, I had someone today, man, I'll tell you, this is just funny. And again, this is an explicit podcast. Your kids are listening, let the boy watch. But, let the boy listen. But, I've got a big fan on Instagram, and he was like, basically he was like, he wants to smell my butt. It was crazy, but, you know, look. When I was a fat fuck growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the cold, frozen tundra, and at the time I couldn't get probably a woman to piss on me if I was on fire. Now people want to sniff my ass. So what are you going to do? Life is funny, man. Things come full circle and you go up and down and all around, but you got to have fun with the journey. And that's also what happened with this push-up video as we were making it, and I'll get into that. But the final thing I'll say, you got to get ready for the 28-day post-holiday shred. It starts on the second New Year. That's the day after the Super Bowl, when most people have already quit their New Year's resolutions. Everybody's kind of balls deep in those chicken wings, the pizzas. Lots of alcohol flowing. People have lost their life savings gambling. So it's one of those things. You got a second chance here. And why not let Master Shredder himself guide you along the way. I'm talking dropping 5 to 10 pounds of pure body fat in 28 days. I'm talking drop a dress or pant size in 28 days. There's going to be beginner and advanced diet options. There's a body weight only equipment-free training option. There's also full equipment in terms of home gym, minimal equipment style. We're talking body weight, dumbbells, resistant band, med ball, if you want to go that route. And everything is follow along. Everything is follow along. You got to get those dusty ass old 82-day speed shred, 21-day meta shred DVDs. I'm not saying throw them out, but you got to try the Metabolic Messiah's latest and greatest hits. And that's what's coming with this program Monday, February 13th. You got to stay tuned. You got to go to my email. Get on the email list. Damn it. BJGador.com. I'll let you know right away when it's ready. And you can get the early bird price before it bumps up. It's going to be $77. The full package, early bird, it'll bump up to 99 once the program starts. And you can do it anytime. You don't have to do it exactly at that day. But it's a good time because, you know, get shredded for spring break. I'm going to do it with you. I'm trying to get, you know, the leanest I've been at 40.5. Really shredded up real nice. You know, ride the wave the whole year. But there will also be a diet-only option if you prefer your own training style or you're a member of the dailybj.com and you're already doing the best workouts in the game. I'll give you the diet component only for a discounted price, which will also bump up. I believe it's 37, and then it'll bump up to 49, the diet-only option. But you want to do this. You want to get some friends involved, and you got to get ready for a push. You know, it's been a long time for me personally when I pushed myself hard on the diet side. Now, look, it's not like I'm not always, you know, pretty disciplined with my diet. And, you know, especially as I've been doing so many shoots lately and more shirtless content, I've definitely tightened it up. And I'll do a little, you know, carb calorie drop pre-shoot to look my best, but I haven't really really pushed myself in a long time. You know, I'm talking 16 weeks just green vegetables and protein. You know what I'm saying? Now this is only 28 days, but you know, really pushing myself. Like, also, by the way, you know, my father is a Muslim from Tunisia, and I've fasted for the entire month of Ramadan many times. I've even done it during football seasons. You can't drink or eat. sun up, sun down. Like, that's a challenge. I mean, that's tough. Very few people can do that. Very few people can do that. And it was in the winter. I couldn't imagine doing it in the summer, which, you know, the lunar calendar, it actually shifts. People have been doing it lately in the summer. But, you know, as hard as the advanced option is, it's child's play to some of the stuff I've done in the past, you know, to get ready for a bodybuilding show in my 20s or, again, Ramadan or fasting that way, especially, like, it's one thing to not eat. It's not being able to drink. Man, it just whole new level of mental strength, endurance, and resilience is required. So, you know, that's I say that, A, so you don't complain when it gets tough, because it's going to get tough. You want it to be easy? Do you want an easy life? Do you want things just handed to you? Is that the life you want? If it is, listen to someone else's podcast. That's not my journey. I have had to fight for everything. Every inch in my progression along the way has been a fight. And, you know, instead of complaining about it, embrace it. That's part of my journey. It was meant to be tough. So what? The greater the challenge, the greater the reward. When's the last time you pushed yourself physically and mentally to this level? If it's been a while, especially as you get older, you got to know you can still do it. You got to know you can still shift into that extra gear. All right? I'll show you the way. I'll show you the way. I know how to do this stuff. I've been in the game a long time. 28-day post-holiday shred is coming your way. Get ready. Monday, February 13th. Get your mind, body, and soul ready to go. Okay? Now, making this push-up video, and by the way, the best way to get better at push-ups and all bodyweight movements is to drop some body fat. If you're carrying too much on that midsection, it's going to be tough. No matter what strength training protocols you do, no matter what, you know, cool programs you try, if you're carrying too much weight in the middle, push-ups are going to suck. It's going to put too much pressure on your spine. It's going to throw off your mechanics, and you're just going to be, it's like doing push-ups with a weight vest. That's advanced. That's heavy strength work. You don't need that, especially when you're trying to improve, you know, and get the foundations in place. But I wanted to put this video together because, you know, what is there a more iconic exercise in fitness than the push-up? Is there? No. There's nothing more impressive. You know, pull-ups are great, but pull-ups require a bar. Like, the push-up is the ultimate accessible, impressive movement, right? Because many people, you know, people are on their feet all day. A lot of people, right? Not everyone. Some people just lay down all day and do nothing. We're entering the WALL-E phase of the world where people are just, like, either in the best shape of their life or in the worst shape of their life in human history. But, you know, you don't need any equipment, man. And upper body strength is tough because we're not on our hands all day. We're on our feet. So it takes extra effort and it takes extra discipline and consistency to get good at these. And it's so crazy because, you know, when I first started getting into fitness when I was 14, I was a fat kid and I couldn't do a single push-up. So obviously I had to start with the push-ups on the knees and I couldn't even do five. Couldn't even do five reps. Now, 26 years later, you know, I'm in the 99.9 percentile of push-ups for people globally in terms of what I can do. What a journey it's been. And how has it been accomplished? With consistency and progressive overload. I'm talking reps on reps on reps, sets on sets on sets, day by day by day, week by week by week, month by month by month, year by year by year. There's no other formula for longevity and success and mastery and ownership of your movements or any skill in life, inside and outside the gym. Make no mistake about it. You can take drugs and you can try shortcuts, but even then, you still need to work the system. You have to have a plan, and you have to work that plan day in, day out. So, you know, especially for a natural trainee, what other option is there? You got to have intelligence to what you do if you want to not get injured and you want to do things right. You know, that's been important too in this process. I see people that try to do single arm push-ups or, you know, show it. They don't go all the way down. The form and technique isn't right. Or they'll test their push-ups and it's just, you know, come on, they're partials. Partials are fine. It's actually one of the variations in the level one category, but it's not the gold standard. You know, we like to do things with flawless form and I'll teach you how to do it. And as a side note too, you know, part of what, when I think about like single arm push-ups, we're going to be doing an incredible Rocky podcast and we're going to film it as well and put it on YouTube. I really want to put a lot into it. I've been rewatching all the movies in preparation for it. Chris Warren, aka C-Dubs, is going to be involved. So is my wife, Naomi, another big fan of the Rocky franchise. And because we're doing this as on March 3rd, 2023, Creed 3 comes out. So what might be the final movie in that iconic franchise. So we want to kind of get ready for it and, you know, blow it out. It's been one of my, it's my favorite movie franchise, period. You know what I mean? Like, anytime I'm low on motivation, you pop in any one of those fucking movies, even 5, by the way. I know people are like, oh, 5 sucks. Eat me out. 5, I love 5. I love the fact that they cover the aftermath of getting pummeled by Ivan Drago. The brain damage, the punchy, broken down fighter, after all the cheers are gone, he's left alone with the damage of all that punishment. And, you know, it's also just one of those time capsule movies too, with, you know, the soundtrack and everything else, like all the films, but we'll cover it. But, you know, you think about those epic train montages and, you know, he's doing the push-ups and the plyo push-ups and it just gets you going. And, you know, when I was growing up watching those films, like I'd watch them before a sporting contest or before a workout or whatever, just to get me juiced. But I'm like, I want to do those one day. And now I can, and I can do them with better form. You know, like, no knock on the legend, the GOAT, Stallone or Rocky Balboa, but, you know, those aren't chest-to-floor single-arm push-ups like I'm showing in this video. Anything's possible with enough dedication, discipline, and work ethic, baby, determination. But he is the original underdog, man, and it's not just the underdog story that is appealing. It's that ultimate love story between him and Adrian. Definitely resonates with me as, you know, someone who married their college sweetheart, first girlfriend, first everything. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to share it with you. I did at one point a video called The Rocky Workout for Men's Health. We'll see if we can make a better version of that this time around too. But anyway, it all kind of connects. And I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the best chest workout I've done. Now, in filming this workout, you know, it's so funny because a lot of the movements I shot, I hadn't done in a long time. I'd say to Chris before some of these, man, you know, we got to make these one take and I haven't done this in a while, so let's hope for the best. And it felt great, you know, because I put in so much work in quarter four during the specialization plan, working single arm push-ups, dips, pull-ups, single leg squats, all that good stuff. But like, really, what it shows to me is just the power of a good strength foundation, because when you're strong and you've got good form and technique, even things you haven't done in a while, or even things that you haven't practiced, you know, they're within your reach because of that foundation. And strength is the skill that raises all tides, all boats, because the stronger you get, the more potential you have for every other quality of the muscle, stamina, power, speed, you know? So I was impressed with myself. I did things I've never done before at 40.5. And I'm talking like insane plyo push-ups where I'm airborne and mixing between, you know, the Superman options where two arms are in front of your body, one arm is in front of your body. Perfect chest-to-floor single-arm push-ups, 5 unique variations of those as well, handstand push-ups. But, you know, again, we go in terms of levels, and again, this is how you know I'm a fat fuck. Anybody who had, don't get it twisted. I don't care what you see today. I'm a closet fat fuck. It's still there. It's never going away. I love spicy food. I love hot chicken. So I wanted to add my own style and spice to this. Signature style, that's what it's all about. And we have 5 levels of heat with this. There's mild, that's the easiest versions or the foundational patterns. Medium, hot, spicy as fuck, and Diablo. And Diablo is, again, we're talking single arm push-ups, handstand push-ups, plyo push-ups, all the real tough stuff that takes years to get. But everything in between, from push-ups on the knees all the way up to single arm push-ups, you know, like all the stepping stones. It's going to be such a cool thing. And I've got a free push-up manual, the ultimate push-up guide, that'll come with it that you can instantly download. I should be charging you for it. I'm stupid. Come on, be a better businessman. No, I'm going to give it away to you for free. Because, you know, if you're committed to making a change, I'll show you the way. You know, it's just a taste of what I can do with push-ups. I mean, the amount of wisdom and knowledge I have, number of reps I put in. So I'll give this to you for free. I got so much other stuff to sell you. I'm not worried about that. But I do want to inspire you to master this movement, because, you know, people always want to go to the bench press. And look, I've, you know, when I was a senior in college, I was the bench press champion, 225 for 24 reps. I was pushing close, you know, I was getting close to 400 pounds. But I as my ego thought, oh, I'm awesome. At the time, I couldn't even do a pull up and couldn't do as many push ups as I can now, and definitely couldn't do any single arm push ups. So I'm much more impressed with what I can do today than what I did then, because load doesn't mean anything to me anymore. You know, it just doesn't at this age, and it's just not as impressive because it doesn't take a whole lot of mobility or stability to pull that off on the bench press. But to do it on the single arm push up, man, total lie detector test. You got to be from head to toe locked in, and mentally, neurologically, you got to be dialed into a whole new level. So, you know, people have different things that impress them. And I don't care how much you can bench press, but when you can do a single arm push-up, you've got my respect. Anyone can bench press a significant amount of weight and then end up with frozen shoulder and just, you know, lack of shoulder pain for life, you know, and just get caught in that bench press culture of just like, what am I going to do? I don't have access to a bench. I can't train. You know, just they get into that total meathead mindset. I've been there where it's like, oh, I can't travel because how am I going to find a bench press? Yeah. People are so stupid. I've been there. But it's coming. And, you know, the way I go about filming this stuff, I warmed up. You know, I did about 5 to 10 reps of down dogs to loosen it up and get ready to go, down dog to push-ups. And then I started with the hardest category. Went with Diablo, and my focus was, let me first of all bank these 5 single-arm push-up variations with perfect singles. You know, chest to floor, perfect form, range of motion, all that. And then I went into doing 3 to 5 reps of the other movements, like the plyo variations. You know, there's a bunch of options too, like, you know, getting airborne and touching your knees, or, you know, clapping, or extending your arms like Superman or Neo in the Matrix. Handstand push-ups, always tough, and other really advanced variations. And then basically I went from Diablo and just worked my way down. It became the ultimate drop sets workout. And drop sets, in my opinion, are the most time efficient and effective way to train, especially as you get older, especially when you're short on time, because again, you start with the hardest movements and then you progressively work your way down for complete muscle exhaustion. I'm talking the slow and the fast twitch fibers. I'm talking insane pumps. I'm talking the type of swollen chesticles that makes you want to just call the milkmaid. Okay. And you know, that's what happened by the end of the day. Like, I got down to the last thing we shot was push-ups on the knees. I failed at 5 reps. I mean, a movement I could do 50 plus reps with, I failed it for 5. And, you know, working, just laddering down like that, I had a level of chest fatigue that I haven't felt in years, and it felt great. You don't do it all the time, but, you know, to know that I can still do it and doing things I've never done before at this age, and just being able to apply my knowledge, it feels great. And this is what's great about mastery, or the pursuit of it. You know, things get more fun the better you get at stuff. You suck in the beginning, and then all of a sudden you can do things you've never thought possible that you used to watch on fucking TV, in the movies. That's what people did in the movies. Now I can do it in real life, and I can make my own fucking movie. That's commitment, that's discipline, that's work ethic, and it's also intelligence, because if you don't know what you're doing, you'll never get there unless you have incredible gifts. And I didn't. Again, like, I couldn't even do 5 push-ups on the knees. Couldn't do a regular push-up when a lot of my friends could, you know. But I was a bigger kid, and I didn't have in my household or my home an active culture. So I had to create it for myself. And now I can share it with people all over the world, all different countries. And it's so funny, too, because this is the anniversary of a lot of different things this month. 10 years ago today, I made a viral video on YouTube called Shit Women Say to Personal Trainers. If I shared that today, Uncle Baby would be canceled. But, you know, times change. I don't think it's overly offensive, but some people might. And but this video went instantly viral, and it's basically me dressed as a woman. You can search it on YouTube. It's got 1.2 million views, and it went instantly viral. It got picked up by all the media outlets, and people really enjoyed it, and that's how a lot of people found me, you know. People think, oh, I only found you through Men's Health. A lot of people found me through that video, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. A lot of people were offended by it or thought it was unprofessional. And a lot of other people on the other side of the spectrum, the other side of the coin, were like, wow, this guy's different. He's not just another meathead or personal trainer. He's willing to make fun of himself and do things others aren't willing to do. And yeah, that's always been part of me. And again, that's part of why, you know, I've been trying to work on myself and improve myself and mature. And at the same time, I can't fight my nature. I'm a competitive guy. So when I mentioned the Athlean X thing in the beginning, and I mean, no disrespect to him, but fuck that guy. He's in my way. He's in my way. Nothing's going to stop me this year except the great one above. I'm going hard. I'm not going to stop. Nonstop. And he has what I want. And I want to be the best on YouTube when it comes to fitness. And I want to transcend fitness. That's what I'm going after right now. He's got the crown, okay? He's got me, and he's something for me to reach for. And by the way, I have nothing but respect for the guy, okay? That guy's put out 3 videos a week since 2008. He was there first, and he's never stopped. So that's the blueprint. Only way I could ever get to catching him is I've got to, you know, double the output. 66 instead of 33 variations, right? I can't just get 3 videos a week. I got to get 3 videos up a day. That's my approach because I am a fucking Terminator. Do you know what's in my DNA? You ever do one of those DNA reports? I recommend it for a lot of reasons. But the main one is, how do you know where you can go unless you know where everything started? Now, I've got a tremendous mix of ethnicities. You know, like my mom's lineage is mainly from Austria. Like my grandma comes from Austria. She's an immigrant from Austria. And unfortunately, she fought on the wrong side of World War II. I've got that in my lineage. As painful as it is to say and admit, that's part of my story. She fought for the Nazis in World War II. And she came to this country, ended up meeting my mom's dad, whatever. But that's a whole line of story. But painful ancestry on that side. Painful. Humiliating ancestry, but part of the story. And, you know, a lot of people in that country got caught in what was the most disgusting episode in world history, arguably. But on the other side, I've got my father's DNA. Now, his DNA is tribal. I'm talking about, like, the North African DNA. You see, like, it's not my greatest percentage of DNA, but it's the purest DNA I have is from literally North Africa. It's from a single place and Tunisia, small place in Tunisia, Monastir, like tribal. And it's a DNA that never left there until one jump. The jump being my father coming to this country when he was 28 years old, not knowing the language. You know, experiencing intense xenophobia and prejudice as an Arab Muslim in this country during the 80s. I mean, you don't even want to know. It isn't the Black American experience, but it wasn't easy. I saw it firsthand, and it was a humiliating, gut-wrenching experience for my father. But that's the DNA that came with me. The type of DNA where literally these are people that would just walk in the desert. Walk in the desert, work in the olive fields, picking olives all day. You know, humble beginnings. When I visited there the first time, my sophomore year in high school, man, and you arrive and the entire town came out because the Gudur name is a legendary, they're legends in the town where my father comes from in Zeramdin. Legends. And everyone comes out and they go, they're doing the tribal calls and they sacrifice a goat. For all visitors, I know that can make some people feel squeamish, but this is part of the experience that I had. And like, oh wow, like this is, you know, people all sit down on the ground. There's a big bowl of couscous, lamb, and potato and vegetables, and everyone's just using their hands to eat out of. It was the most humbling experience of my life. It changed me. It changed my whole family to see where my dad came from and the struggles. And it explains a lot about who he became and who he was to us. You know, there was a lot of abuse, but there was also a lot of inspiration. And that's always been the dichotomy for me. It's like, you know, a very flawed man, but he was my hero. What he was able to do and accomplish coming to this country, not knowing the language, not having a high school education, because at the age of 10, when his father died, he had to take care of his entire family, 30 to 50 people in the slums of North Africa, in the desert. He became an engineer. He became so vital to the operation of fiber optics in Milwaukee. And at the time, it was called Time Warner Cable and Time Warner Telecom. You know, that at one point, because, you know, he's got some problems. He threatened his boss's life because his boss crossed him and they couldn't fire him because Brahim, no one could replace Brahim. BJ is Brahim Jr. It's in my blood. I don't know, what can I do? It's in me. Now I can learn from his mistakes and, you know, try to become a better man and have an impact in my best way possible. But I also have to honor that journey and that experience. And that's in me, and I have to embrace that. I've got some special genetics, like you do, by the way, because everyone in this world has unique DNA and blueprint. You're one of a kind. We all are. But when I saw that man, like, I'm not gonna lie, tears came to my eyes. I'm like, wow, that really is special. Like, you know, had he not come here, man, my journey would have been completely different. I would be in North Africa. Who knows? Who knows where I'd be? But that is in me, and that is, you know, I can't fight that. I have to embrace that, this kind of Terminator killer instinct that's in me. I've got to ride that wave. And I do encourage you to study your genetic origins and history, because that just, it gives you, I don't know, it's become like a rock for me lately. Just don't forget where you come from. Don't forget who you are. Honor the gifts, honor the sacrifice of people that have come before you. It means a lot, man. It means a lot to know that. And, you know, it's what a weird experience it was, like having that mix of ethnicities. And the other piece of it, too, it is the 6-year anniversary of me being the first ever fucking personal trainer on the cover of Men's Health, the largest men's magazine in the world. And my mixed ethnicity allowed me to be featured in all these international publications too. I'm talking Men's Health Greece, Men's Health Middle East, Men's Health Italia, Men's Health Philippines, which I was surprised about, but great. One of my graphic designers from the Philippines, shout out to Ames. You know, it was so cool to see that, like, because, you know, growing up and you don't really have anything you can identify with, because you don't really know anyone that's like you or looks like you or has your unique experience. And you feel like it's like a setback or it's going to, you know, but no, it became actually an asset for me in this particular experience, because I was so, my look was so ambiguous that I could be featured in all these different places. That was the coolest thing about the experience. The worst part about the experience is now one of the top Google searches for me is what happened to BJ Gadore. I shit you not. I shared this on Instagram. Google me. Google me, bitch. And you'll see that, because a lot of people just, you know, I'm basically a has-been, or am I a never was, or am I just getting started? My mind was blown when I went through that thought exercise. It is, by the way, the latter. I'm just getting started in this business. A lot of great stuff is to come. And, you know, like I said, nothing's going to stop me but the great one above, or myself. That's the only thing that can stop me right now. I'm locked in this hot tub. Ooh, it's nice. And I'm in my shin box, by the way. Always be mobilizing. But that experience, man, and then now it's been 6 years, and I thought I was going to be able to leave Men's Health and just fucking tear it up. And it's been a humbling experience, because you end up on your own, and I can't do it at that level. I don't have the reach. I don't have the platform. Most people, only a fraction of people join me over to my space, my platforms. You know, and they're still using my Men's Health materials. When someone says to me, oh, I'm still doing Speed Shred, we made that a decade ago too. That is a decade, yeah. And part of me dies inside, because it's like, God, what's it going to take for you motherfuckers to just get the hint that you can't keep doing those old programs? I'm glad you enjoyed it, but it doesn't hold a candle to what we do today. But so many of you motherfuckers want to keep doing those old programs, and that's fine. Whatever. I guess, you know, you could say, well, it was, people will say to me, oh, it was so good. It's your fault. You made it so good, whatever else. But, that it's been tough, man, to get people over here. And, so yeah, no, it's been humbling, and I lost a lot of juice. People won't give me the time of day now. And that's part of what's so cool about this blue blocker thing. Having, these custom leopard aviators that they made my name on them, 1 of 600, the fastest selling launch in their history. They've been around since 1985. Household name. And sold out. Sold out. You know, no brands have really touched me since I left Men's Health. So that's why I went all out for this brand. When that brand showed me that love, they got extra love back. And, you know, so that's been great too, but it's been 6 years since brands would even touch me, since I left Men's Health. So it reminds me of like Rocky III when, you know, he beats Apollo in Rocky II. Spoiler alert! And maybe the most epic ending to a movie I've ever seen, where they both fall down and only Rocky gets up, beats Apollo by 1 second. 1 second that's very hard for a man of my intelligence to take. And, you know, so in Rocky III, he gets a big head, you know? He thinks he's made it, and Clubber Lang knocks him the fuck out. And that's what happened to me when I left Men's Health. I went from the pinnacle of what I do to just being another motherfucking chump. And having to rebuild everything from the ground up, reevaluate my priorities, reassess what my purpose is on this fucking planet. The lowest of the lows, you know, where at one point I didn't want to live anymore, thought about how to end it, and then fought my way back to where we are today in hopes of, okay, you know what? 40 years down, maybe I can do another 40 years if I'm lucky. And let me do it to the biggest and best level I've done yet. So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, this journey is just, you would have told me when I was 14 that I would have my own pair of sunglasses. You would have told me when I was 14 that I'd be able to do single arm push-ups. You would have told me when I was 14 that, like, you know, part of my job, it would be watching Rocky movies for research, you know? So, you know, that's what perspective is all about. And I lost that perspective along the way when I left Men's Health, because you go from reaching millions and millions of people on a regular basis to, you know, feeling like you're just a total afterthought. You know, you lose your purpose, and it's tough to get up to do your work because, you know, you did it for fame and you did it to build your name, and then you can't really do that anymore because you don't have that reach or that platform. So, you know, now why are you doing it? That's where I was at. So I've reconnected with the whole process, and, you know, it's about falling in love with the process. It's about falling in love with what you do as best you can and remembering where you started. And, that's the thing too, man. I just got soft. Forgot all the work that had to go into getting me where I was at that point. Lost the winning habits, you know? And this happens to, you're lucky to be live long enough. This is going to happen to all of us at some point in our journeys or our careers or whatever, your fitness. So it's just given me a whole new perspective. And, you know, but at the same time, Men's Health has been a big motivator to me. And I say fuck Men's Health because, you know, they exploited me. I mean, they made millions of dollars on my DVDs. I got less than 1%. Just so you know, like, that's worse than music royalties, man. Like, the exploitation. Now, you say, oh, you know, you're such a jackass, or you're so ungrateful because they put you on. Okay. But just so you know, I would have made it anyway. You see how I look today at 40. And the way I'm going to look when I'm 45, when I'm 50, if I stay on track and God blesses me to stay healthy and fit and motivated, I would have made it, and then I would have owned all my content. But when you give someone else all your content, and it maybe like accelerated me briefly, but the depression I felt when all that effort and stuff I put in, all that just that catalog, all those albums of content, if you will, all those works of art in my mind owned by somebody else, and I'm getting less than a penny on the fucking dollar. So fuck Men's Health. They could have paid me more. They exploited the shit out of me. Okay? So that's why I have a deep resentment towards them. But also thank you, Men's Health, because the motivation you've given me, I have enough motivation for the rest of my life. And my goal is to be a brand that lasts longer than yours. And they've got a big head start on me. It's a 35-plus year brand. I forget how many years. And they were a household name before I got there. They were a staple before I got there. But I blew up their digital presence and their social media. Blew it up. I took their Instagram from 100,000 to 1 million+. Their YouTube to that level. I had a video on Facebook get 48 million views that added 1 million people to their Facebook page in about 48 hours. So, and again, I'm getting less than a penny on a dollar. So you could say you're ungrateful, but how would you feel? How would you feel? And I'm talking about, I gave them 28 to 35, man. Do you remember, if you're old enough to be me, my age or higher, Do you remember those years, those critical years when you had all that energy, all that creativity, all that desire and motivation, and I gave it to someone else? And I share this with you too, because I have a lot of trainers and entrepreneurs listening that might be looking for the shortcut or the fast track. And as someone who went through that, if I could do it over again, I would absolutely not. I would never work with Men's Health to that capacity where they own my content and they're giving me a penny on a dollar. And now forever, people will search and they'll find me through them and watch their content and not mine, even though mine is so much better than it used to be. The stuff I can do with my body today, the way I present and teach, I'm such a better coach, they won't even give me a fucking chance because they're using the old content or they're stuck with that brand. So, but thank you, because I learned a lot. I learned how to market. I lost my way along the way, but I learned how to market there. I got all the analytics. I got a sneak behind the curtain of how it really works. And now I can apply that to my own business. And I will leave a legacy in this industry that will outlast their brand. That I can promise you. That I can promise you. I'll last longer than Men's Health in the annals of history. Okay. So fuck Men's Health, but also thank you, Men's Health. And, thank you for, fuck you for the exploitation. Thank you for the motivation. And I've never really shared that before. I know a lot of people, one of the other search terms, by the way, was BJ Goddard net worth. It's not as impressive as you would think, okay? Because they didn't give me much money. People think I'm set. I'm not set. Why do you think I work so fucking hard? 6 to 6 most days, 3 posts a day, nonstop, man, nonstop. But you know what? If I was set, I guess the rest of my life would be pretty fucking boring. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You tell me which is best. But I share all of this because, you know, part of what I'm trying to do with this push-up video is, again, leave my footprint. You know, as I was pursuing push-ups at the time, there was no internet, okay? Or it just gotten started. There were no tutorials. There was no blueprint. And I'm going to give you a free one now, and I'm going to show you this awesome video that I hope motivates and inspires you to pursue this movement, because much like the pull-up, right? You know, you got to push up. You got to push up all your weight. Everything you carry with you in life is involved in a push-up, a pull-up, right? So it gives you the type of confidence. Like I've helped a lot of people do their first push-up or their first pull-up or their first dip or their first single leg squat, and it just gives them the blueprint for every other challenging obstacle in life. It really does, man. You start at ground zero and you can go to superhero. And just know, okay, all right. It gives you the confidence. It's that success that breeds more success. I can do this. Just got to invest the time, energy, and effort. And put in the consistent repetition, right? To gain the skill. And then this skill allows you to acquire new skills, greater skills, more diverse skills. So you're going to love this fucking video. And again, the workout was incredible. You know, it's like, wow, everything came full circle here as I'm filming this video, doing things I never thought possible, but ending on the push-up that I started with on the knees. I could barely do 5 reps after all that previous work, 300 plus reps total, easy. And just the push-up portion of that all day shoot before I went on to other content. But so many different angles, grips, and intensities that it was just the best workout of my life. And it brought me again to my knees where it all started. Very few things, you know, that was a rare thing in life to be able to kind of go full circle like that and have that perspective. And many of you listening, maybe you can't do a push-up and you got to start on the knees. You'll never be on the basics, because I still use on-the-knee push-ups for drop sets, back-off sets, higher rep situations like that for you know, more metabolic stress, warm-ups, active recovery. You know, you're never beyond the basics, no matter how fit you get. And that's what's so great about it. But stay tuned for this awesome video at youtube.com/BJGoddard. Shout out to Chris Warren, who filmed and will be editing it. We're putting everything we have into it. And, you know, this is one of the quarterly shots I talked about in a recent podcast where, you know what, I focus on the way I approach my training, my life, my business. It's daily jabs and singles. I'm just putting points up on the board. I live right by the airport here in Palm Springs, so you're getting a little bit of flyby. But quarterly, I want to go in deep water. I want to swing for the fences. I want to throw a haymaker or knockout punch. And this is my attempt for quarter one, is this incredible push-up video that I hope goes viral, but that if it doesn't, it's still going to perform really well in the next 5 to 10 plus years. And anyone who is pursuing the push-up and finds this video, they'll be in good hands, man. I'm going to give them the blueprint. I'm going to give them this free push-up guide, and hopefully they'll always remember me as they went from ground zero to superhero with the push-up pursuit. And stay tuned for it, and get ready for the 28-day post-holiday shred. Part of why I'm doing this podcast in the hot tub is because it relaxes me. I'm also warming up for, I'm about to do X4 and then X6, a single dumbbell and then a single band workout back-to-back. Because of all the film shoots I've been doing, I've had to move things around and adjust my our training schedule, so to speak. So these are the two workouts I haven't gotten in yet this month. So I'm going to stack them back to back and get a good pump, get a good walk in, and then definitely get a, you know, Wednesdays I've been hitting, I like to get a whole chicken. They have this Peruvian restaurant. It's Peruvian and Colombian, and they make this amazing rotisserie chicken. I shared it with Jeremy Scott when he visited for the podcast. We did about a month or so ago to end the year for 2022. But I like to get that whole chicken and salad, man. That whole chicken, man, that's been my hump day jam. Get that good protein feast with the skin. You know, with the skin, with some spicy-ass dips. But I had to come in, and again, I'm going to fit this stuff in when I can. I don't always do them in the hot tub. But sometimes I gotta speak to my people, and I got to just get it in when I can, and I got to do other things at the same time, because there's only so much time in the day. So hope you guys enjoy this episode. Stay tuned for the top 66 push-ups video. Get ready for the 28-day post-holiday shred. I want to get you guys, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking a shot and taking on a big challenge. It's short-term, but when you accelerate results like that in a short period of time and the ball really starts rolling, it's easy to keep it in motion. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get the ball rolling. It's hard to move from a dead stop. Why do you think dead stop push-ups and those hover split squats are so hard? Because you have to start from a dead stop. No momentum. Tough. That's how I felt when I left Men's Health. Tough. But now that ball's rolling again. Whoo-wee. Ain't nothing gonna stop Uncle Baby Biscuits. There is no tomorrow. Get ready for the Rocky podcast as well. Very excited about that. And you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. Lots of great podcasts are coming up, including my breathing podcast. Can't wait to share it with you. Went from someone that couldn't breathe through their nose, snored at night, couldn't get a restful sleep. Now I can sleep 12 hours. I can breathe exclusively out of my nose, and I can breathe and relax through every movement I do, even the really hard ones. I'm going to share how I did it over the last 3 years coming up. So much wisdom is coming your way. So many knowledge bombs. Get ready. Share this podcast with other people. Share it! I was one of the most shared podcasts last year, according to Spotify. Keep sharing. Keep sharing. Help me. I'm poor. Love you guys. Peace.
VIP Virtual Coaching is a personal trainer in your pocket. My name is BJ Gador. I'm the former fitness director of the Men's Health brand and the author of Your Body's Your Barbell. VIP Virtual Coaching is an additional service for those trainees looking to get the most out of their programming at thedailybj.com that they purchase separately. VIP members get exclusive access to my phone for text, audio, and video messaging during the weekdays with a 24-hour guaranteed response time. You can ask me any questions about your workouts. You can send me videos of you performing exercises for my review so you're doing the moves properly. And you can also send me screenshots of your meals to make sure you're eating right to support your goals. There's nothing quite like having a world-class coach in your corner. I'm there to help guide you through the process, troubleshoot things along the way, and obviously help you get the most out of your programs. Just listen to what some of my VIPs have to say about this service.
I've been a client of BJ's for about 9 years now, and I have to say, this year has probably been one of the best so far because of the distance coaching. The distance coaching has made a significant difference in my training this year. BJ's feedback on my performance, on my form, has allowed me to really master a lot of the moves that I thought I was actually executing properly, and lo and behold, I wasn't. Because of this, I've been able to train harder and train better and get more out of every workout. I highly recommend it.
BJ Gador offered the VIP virtual coaching. I went for it. I like the idea. I could work out whenever I want to and get the advice of a personal trainer. Be it an exercise that didn't feel right to me, or I was a little concerned I wasn't hitting the targeted muscle, I'd record it, send it to BJ, and he'd either let me know, it's fine, or he'd suggest tweaks, be it through a text, a short video, even pictures. He's also sent me longer videos that he's done in the past, suggestions to watch, to make sure I understood what he was getting at. I'm a visual gal, so that really helps. He's also observed and made suggestions for my nutrition that I really appreciate. I'm so glad I did the VIP virtual coaching, and I would highly recommend.
The virtual coaching has been clutch for me, because there are times in the past where I've needed help with my form and I've been able to send him videos of my work. He's been able to correct it in sessions online. Or there's been times where I've lost my motivation and maybe I'm not as interested in working out today. Or I start to play the comparison game and look online and notice that, gosh, why is this guy bigger than me? Or what is he doing? What is he not doing? And BJ's there to give me positivity and explain to me things, how I can improve and focus on myself. And he's really helped me make exercise a part of my life.
I tend to think of myself as a pretty fit individual, but one of the best decisions that I made over this past year in the year of 2022 was to join BJ Gador's VIP personal training program, where I basically have a fitness instructor, a coach on demand. I can text him, send him some audio messages to make sure that I'm on the right track and keeping in line with my fitness goals for the year. I think probably one of the most rewarding aspects, besides keeping me motivated and the constant push that I get from BJ, is that you can send him videos of different moves that we've been working on all year, and I have the confidence that I know that I'm doing things correctly, and that my form is great, and that I'm improving and moving in the right direction. So if you're looking to up your fitness game in 2023, I can't recommend any higher. BJ's VIP training program, where you basically have a coach on demand to help you out whenever you need it. Get some gains.
If you're a VIP member, I literally pin you to the top of my phone contacts list. I'm always thinking of you. You're always top of mind. And I will go out of my way to make sure you had the best possible experience at thedailybj.com.